Welcome to Kick-Ass Radio, hosted by Jo Sainsbury, founder of Kick-Ass Women. Join Jo over the next hour as she shares stories and conversations that are both inspiring and empowering. Having spent over 30 years in the corporate sector, Jo Sainsbury kicked off her heels and became a coal train driver working in the rail and mining industry. It has been her goal ever since to empower and support women who are considering a career change into an industry role, making the transition as smooth as possible. Jo is a walking, talking success story of how taking the plunge into industry can open up a world of opportunity. And you can do it too. If you're a woman working in industry or considering a career change, this is the radio station for you. Let's get into this episode of Kick-Ass Radio.
Hey there, Glowgetters. Welcome to the Kick-Ass Radio show. I am pumped for today's topic, as well as I'm like a cat on a hot tin roof today, as our youngest son and his partner, as we speak, are en route travelling home to Australia from the UK, and I am so excited. It has been a long time coming and I cannot wait until I get the opportunity to hug them both tight and have them back home safe and sound. In another 2 weeks, that is, after their quarantine time. And I'll have to warn you now that you will get to see some ugly tears and ugly crying going on. Anyways, we'll deal with my emotional breakout when it occurs. Welcome to today's show. And it's all about a career in STEM. Women are changing the world and so can you. Women are the key to future success in the areas of STEM. That's science, technology, engineering, maths and medicine, especially in Australia. So while often underrepresented in employment, the skills, insights and talents they can offer are second to none. You don't have to be an Einstein to enter these rewarding career paths, nor do you have to be male. The world is full of opportunities in STEM for women and it's only just the beginning. Now, there's no denying the importance of those working in science, technology, engineering, maths, and medicine occupations. In fact, it's nearly impossible to imagine what our world would look like without the advances that have been made in these fields. Now, they've brought us vaccines that have cured many diseases and hopefully our massive, most important one to date now that we're living now. They've deepened our understanding of the universe and given us tools that make us more connected than ever before. And job growth in STEM fields continues to outpace that of all other occupations as well. Now, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, jobs in these industries are projected to grow by nearly 9% by 2028. And that's compared to an even 5% for all non-STEM occupations. Unfortunately, due to gender biases, though, fewer role models and male-dominated industries, women have been historically underrepresented in STEM, like we said. So despite common sense and plenty of research showing no cognitive difference between men and women, the myth that women aren't as good as math has broken the confidence of many young girls. And it doesn't take long either. So by third grade, approximately the age of 8 years old, that misconception is already creating a gap. And by the end of high school or the start of college or university, it's a chasm. Women represent only 21% of engineering majors and just 19% of computer and information science majors. Now, overcoming this gap is critical. Not only will it help open more opportunities for women currently in the field, but it will also create more role models, help shatter stereotypes, and introduce new talent and fresh perspectives to these fields. You are listening to the Kick-Ass Radio Show Kickstart, where we talk about all things women working in non-traditional roles in the varied male-dominated industries, and I tell you how it is. So like we said today, we're talking about a career in STEM. I'm your host, Jo Sainsbury, the Glowgetter. I hope we can keep you in good company over the coming hour. A huge shout out to all the women working out on track and on site today, all over the globe. Stay safe and have a fantastic day or night shift. And this might also be a good time for a trigger warning that today's show may contain some adult language. Let's get into it. Let's get one thing straight. Geeks were always cool. The masses just had to realise it. And that's not so coming from a geeky person, I swear. But seriously, geeks are kind of cool. So much so that non-geeky people want to become geeks and be accepted by other geeks. Now, this isn't exactly big news anymore. It was also inevitable for geekdom to become cool. It's hard to escape the relentless march of technological evolution and its ever-increasing penetration into our lives. Since the majority of the geeks were technology geeks, the ones who are also largely to blame for this technological permeation that we have, it is no wonder that they would go from being weirdos to celebrated people. If being geek means you're willing to study things, and if you think science and engineering matter, then that only means you're passionate. Remember, beauty is only skin deep. It's a priority in today's society and workplaces that we recognise the importance of inspiring the next generation of geek young chicks, young girls and women to consider and pursue career paths in STEM. The industry stands to gain a lot by exposing young girls and young women to STEM fields and encouraging those who are interested to follow their hearts and their minds. Now, if you didn't know what the acronym STEM stood for, like I said, it's science, technology, engineering and math. And sometimes it has an A in there, for STEAM, which stands for the arts. But it's much more than an acronym. It's potentially your passport to the future. And STEM is everywhere. It's in our homes, classrooms, the businesses we work in and we visit, the roads we drive on. Products and services we use every day are shaped by science and technological innovations. From our smartphones to our fridge, our ATMs and medicines. A career in STEM offers so much for our girls, opportunities, the chance to shape our world, and job stability in an increasingly tech-focused marketplace. Now, studying and working in STEM means learning about the world around us, finding innovative solutions to real-world challenges, and playing a role in some of the country's major discoveries and developments. Want to work with robots, refine driverless car technology, create apps, games, software, or cure disease? You'll have these opportunities and more in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Become the tools with which to explore curiosity and to create change. Girls and women are systematically tracked away from science and math throughout their educations, limiting their training and options to go into these fields as adults. And women make up only 28% of the workforce in science, technology, engineering, and math. And men vastly outnumber women majoring in most STEM fields in college and university. And the gender gaps are particularly high in some of the fastest growing and highest paid jobs of the future, like computer science and engineering. So why do we need women in STEM fields? Now, this is a question that comes up pretty regularly. And here is one answer. Attracting and retaining more women in the STEM workforce will maximise innovation, creativity and competitivity. Scientists and engineers are working to solve some of the most difficult challenges of our time, and engineers design many of the things we use daily. When women are not involved in science and engineering, experiences, needs and desires that are unique to women, they're overlooked. Women are a critical factor in solving the world's biggest problems with smart, imaginative thinking. With a more diverse workforce, scientific and technological products, services and solutions are likely to be better designed and more likely to represent all users. And the direction of scientific inquiry will be guided by a broader array of experiences. So giving women equal opportunities to pursue and thrive in STEM careers helps narrow the gender gap, pay gap especially. It enhances women's economic security and it ensures a diverse and talented STEM workforce and prevents biases in these fields and the products and services they produce. Now, a typical STEM worker earns two-thirds more than those employed in other fields, according to Pew Research Center. And some of the highest earning STEM occupations, such as computer science and engineering, have the lowest percentages of women workers. So here are some key factors perpetuating gender STEM gaps. Gender stereotypes. STEM fields are often viewed as masculine and teachers and parents often underestimate girls' maths abilities, and they start as early as preschool. Then you've got the male-dominated cultures. Because fewer women study and work in STEM, these fields tend to perpetuate inflexible, exclusionary, male-dominated cultures that are not supportive or attractive to women and the minorities. Then you have fewer role models. Girls have fewer role models to inspire their interest in these fields. Seeing limited examples of female scientists and engineers in books, media, and popular culture, there are even fewer role models of cultural and ethnic women in math and science. Then you have math anxiety. I'm having anxiety today. Teachers who are predominantly women often have math anxiety they pass on to girls, and they often grade girls harder for the same work and assume girls need to work harder to achieve the same level as boys. There's extensive research that shows that certain toys and games that young girls play with mold their educational and career interests. They create dreams of future careers. They can help young children develop the spatial logic and other analytical skills critical to science, technology, engineering, and math. Now, a huge part of the reason women are not entering these fields and a huge part of the solution starts at the very beginning. We need to introduce girls early to role models of other women in STEM who will mentor them and introduce them to STEM through games and practical learning experiences. It's important to engage girls in STEM at an early age and keep them interested. Women are the future of technology and today's technology. It's fun and cool. It's not just about developing nerdy stuff. It's about turning technology into fashionable and user-friendly smart solutions. Now, what woman doesn't like a bit of fashion and user-friendly smart solutions? A woman's natural talent is design and the look and the feel and making these things fit into our lifestyles. So I believe by embracing STEM and leveraging the inherent strength of women, that's what I wanted to say, the sense of responsibility, the passion, compassion and pride we dedicate to family and community, and applying it all to business can make women the X factor in the new era of global growth and prosperity for the smart life and smart lifestyle that we are living. Now, we're in an age where technology is mandatory, and we need young girls to have this understanding and know how to build an app, code, or design. And I remember the days before social media when Snap meant playing a hilariously competitive card game with your mates. Not nowadays. That's Snapchat. And what about post? That was something delivered by the mailman. Not that we're going to post on social media. As the millennial generation and Gen Z take over the workforce, we're likely to see the number of women working in STEM increase. And let's face it, these generations were raised with computers, which means they may equally be interested in and master technical careers. As women become more prevalent in STEM courses, more and more young girls will begin to recognise the additional career opportunities open to them. With more women in the field, it will become more evident to young girls what they can offer to the world. Role models are incredibly important, both to girls and to women, and we need to show girls just how exciting, fulfilling, and enjoyable career in STEM can be. Women in STEM have embraced their dreams and proven to society that women are just as capable in the fields of STEM. They are trekking in uncharted waters and loving what they do. They go against the grain and are emerging just as successful as their gender counterparts. They are ideal role models. You could be an engineer and make cool things and help people. You could be a coder and make websites for awesome causes. You can be a scientist, a math teacher. You can be anything you want. Educating students in STEM subjects, if taught correctly, prepares students for life, regardless of the profession they choose to follow. Those subjects teach students how to think critically and how to solve problems, skills that can be used throughout life to help them get through tough times and take advantage of opportunities whenever they appear. The lesson that needs to be learned here is that if you want your child to succeed in life, teach him or her how to think critically and solve problems. And the best way to do that is to provide them with a good foundation in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Now, as I noted earlier in the show, grounding students in STEM subjects doesn't mean that other social or liberal arts subjects aren't important, only that STEM subjects teach life skills that other disciplines don't. We must make core subjects like math and science a priority, relevant for students at the same time, and foster those the creativity, curiosity, and a passion for problem solving. It's where they'll appreciate the importance of being involved and where they create their own creativity and curiosity, research, design, test, and improve a viable solution for the world and the life ahead. Okay, so let's take a little break and we'll listen to a tune and I'll be back with you soon.
Hi, I'm Jo Sainsbury, founder of Kick-Ass Women. As a woman working in industry, I want to share my knowledge and experience and industry know-how to support you if a change in your life is what you are looking for. Join me on my radio show, Kick-Ass Radio, every Friday morning at 10 a.m. across Australia or on Thursday afternoon at 5 p.m. in the US. What are you waiting for? Go on, get your glow on.
Let's give girls and women the skills and confidence to succeed in math and science. Now, the confidence gap, the myth of the math brain, is one of the most self-destructive ideas in education. Research shows no innate cognitive biological differences between men and women in math. So many girls lose confidence in math by the third grade, like I said. Boys, on the other hand, are more likely to say they are strong in maths by the second grade before any performance differences are evident. But by the time students reach university and college, women are significantly underrepresented in STEM majors. For instance, only around 21% of engineering majors are women, and only around 19% of computer and information science majors are women. Now, nearly 80% of the healthcare workforce are women, but only about 21% of health executives and board members are women, and only about a third of doctors. And women are more highly represented in lower paying fields, such as home healthcare workers, nurses, and the lower paying specialties, such as pediatricians. Now, 38% of women who major in computers work in computer fields, and only 24% of those who majored in engineering work in the engineering field. However, men in STEM, their annual salaries are nearly $15,000 higher per year than women. So that's, say, $85,000 compared to around $60,000 for women. So how can we give girls and women the skills and confidence to succeed in STEM? By raising awareness that girls and women are as capable as boys. So when given encouragement and educational opportunities, we need to promote public awareness to parents about how they can encourage daughters as much as sons in math and science, supporting learning opportunities and positive messages about their abilities. Teach girls, teachers, and parents that math skills are learned and change over time. Promoting a growth mindset that empowers girls to embrace challenges. Empower girls to embrace challenges in every aspect of their life. It emphasizes strong and visible role models of women and women of all cultures and ethnicity in math and science fields. It improves STEM education and support for girls starting in early education. So that's from kindergarten right through to senior levels of school. We need to provide professional education to teachers, addressing implicit and systemic biases versus to raise awareness about girls' math abilities and avoid passing on math anxiety and ensure boys and girls are held to the same standards. We need to encourage girls and women to take math and science classes, including advanced classes. Reduce tracking and high-stakes assessment in early grades that reinforce biases and stereotypes. ensure every student is exposed to engineering and computer science. And like I said, and that's from early ages right through to their senior year. And we need to change how classes are taught by connecting STEM experiences to girls' lives, promoting active hands-on learning, and emphasising ways STEM is collaborative and community orientated. We need to teach girls of all cultures and ethnicity math through open-ended and co-created problem posing and discovery. Expand after-school and holiday vacation STEM opportunities for girls. Increase awareness of higher pay advances that they can earn. We need to work to attract, recruit, and retain women into STEM majors and fields in colleges and universities. We need to design courses and change environments and practices in STEM studies to be more welcoming for women. And we need to prioritise diverse, inclusive, and respectful environments and strong, diverse leadership. And then we also have to diffuse hierarchical and dependent relationships between trainees and like the faculty at the universities and colleges, changing the power dynamics, make the entire academic community responsible for reducing and preventing sexual harassment, ensure transparency and accountability, and support targets of sexual harassment. Schools and campuses should fully enforce education in STEM. And they should promote mentorship, sponsorship networking, and incorporate male ally programs. So it improves job hiring, retention, and promotion pathways, and intentionally inclusive cultures. So we need to recruit female employees and work to retain and promote women throughout their careers with strong advancement pipelines and continued professional development and leadership training. Promote welcoming work environments, including providing pay equity, flexibility, strong family and medical leave policies, inclusion and anti-bias training, mentorship, networking and allyship opportunities, and strong anti-discrimination and anti-harassment policies. So here's some fast facts. It's early barriers to girls and women in STEM. So with relatively so few women in some math and science careers, girls have fewer role models to inspire their interest in these fields. Teachers and parents often underestimate girls' math abilities. These lower expectations and biases are estimated to contribute to around half of the gender achievement gap in math. And parents tend to talk more about spatial relations and use spatial language with boys than girls. And parents from higher income families are more likely to reinforce the belief that boys are more capable and interested in math and science, investing in opportunities for their sons compared to their daughters. And when women do enter scientific fields, they typically receive less credit and fewer citations for their publications than their male peers. So what's the myth about girls and math anxiety, as I've previously mentioned earlier? So the research says that teachers who are predominantly women in early education and elementary school in America often have anxiety about math that they pass on to the girls. And now girls are always harder on themselves. They self-assess lower than boys with similar achievement. And teachers are harder on them too. Like I said earlier, they grade the girls harder for the same work and assume the girls need to work harder. But getting back, because fewer women study and work in STEM, these fields tend to perpetuate, like we said, exclusionary male-dominated cultures that are not supportive or attractive to women and minorities. It's a common knowledge and common fact that women are subjected to a greater frequency of harassment and gender devaluing biases in some fields of the study, such as engineering, computer science, on campuses especially, and professionally in those roles. And girls and young women don't see examples of female scientists and engineers, as we said, as much as they should. These women need to be showcased and profiled so they're out there And it's like the saying says, you can't be what you can't see. And one study found that if girls had as many role models or women inventors as boys do to male inventors, the gender gap in innovation could be cut in half. Now, in saying that, we need to recognise the women who break the glass ceiling and pave the way for others after them. So we're on to our Kick-Ass Women Making Waves segment. Now, this segment is where we recognise extraordinary achievements and contributions women have made and continue to make in our unbalanced world. So if you're not familiar with this segment yet, well, I thought it was about time to introduce the segment each week, and it recognises extraordinary achievements and contributions women have made and continue to make in our unbalanced world. Now, we live in an exciting period of history, the groundswell for change to a more gender-balanced world, and it is growing slowly, with people speaking up and demanding equal opportunity for all women in all walks of life. Now, women are making their own noise about equality and achievement in all sectors of industry in a world that often serves up extra hurdles for females. Now, these women are trailblazers who, through courage and perseverance, challenge the status quo, defying societal norms with the love of their work and improving the quality of life for so many others. They are mothers, daughters, sisters, and they are worthy to be honoured. So each week, I shine a spotlight on one or a collective of these extraordinary women who are making a difference, and that they are inspiring role models. So this week, our Kick-Ass Woman Making Waves spotlight is on Penelope Twemlow. Now, Penelope has a successful career in STEM as a motivational speaker, CEO of Energy Skills Queensland. She's the chairwoman of Women in Power, an ambassador, mentor and coach. And like I said, Penelope is the CEO of Energy Skills Queensland, and it's a leading independent not-for-profit organisation providing innovative solutions to enable a skilled and safe energy industry. Now, supporting the electricity, oil and gas, mining and telecommunications sectors, Energy Skills engages, researches and develops products and services that align to the current and future needs of their stakeholders. So on a day-to-day basis, Penelope says she can usually do a number of things, and that's manage day-to-day decisions for the company's long and short-term plans, liaise between the board and management, communicate to the board on behalf of the company, communicate to members, employees, government authorities and the public. She sets the strategy for the business, and modelling the organisation's culture and leading with the executive team, and allocates capital to the company's priorities. Now, Penelope says you don't have to be a whiz at science or technology to be involved in the STEM industries. Most of her work is focused around management and decision-making, which are needed in virtually all industries, but always in demand in the STEM companies. Now, like I said, Penelope is also the co-founder and chair of Women in Power, sorry. Now, Women in Power is a not-for-profit organisation formed back in 2015 and whose mission is to promote and improve the electrical and electrotechnology industry by the advancement of women within it. Now, it provides a forum for its members to meet and exchange information, ideas and solutions, and offers individual members an opportunity to expand personal and business networks, maintain awareness of industry developments, improve skills and knowledge, and make a contribution to other women in that sector. So, congratulations to Penelope Twemlow. You are one hell of a kick-ass woman making waves. Now, the shout-out to Kick-Ass Women Making Waves series is all about recognising that our successes and where we are in life is at least somewhat thanks to the efforts, support, mentorship, love and encouragement of others. So if there is someone out there that you want to dedicate a shout out to, nominate them. Send me an email, drop me a line at jody@kickasswomen.com.au, and we will showcase them. Okay, let's hear from one of the show sponsors, and I'll be back with you soon.
Hey, Glow Getters. Did you know that Jo Sainsbury is a published author for her book High Heels to High Viz and has been named an Amazon number one bestseller? Telling the story about Jo's transition from the corporate sector into industry, high heels to high vis acts as a guide for women who are considering a non-traditional role and career. High Heels to High Viz is available for purchase online at all leading bookstores, including Amazon, Dimex, Waterstones and eBay.
I'm going to round out the show with challenges for women in STEM. Now, although public awareness and countless organisations have pushed to close the gender gap, challenges still exist. And many experts feel that increasing the number of girls and women studying STEM subjects will solve the disparity, and it will certainly help. But some data show that women who do take on roles in STEM careers leave them at an alarming rate. So why is this? For one, research shows a stark bias in hiring. Researchers handed science professionals resumes with identical credentials, one with a fictitious woman's name and one with a fictitious man's name. And the professionals consistently ranked the man as more hireable and competent than the woman. Now, there was also a study in the Harvard Business Review, and it found that even once they're hired, women face biases that hinder their ability to thrive. Now, a vast majority of the women reported that they had to do more to prove their competence than men in the same roles. And this disparity was even larger with women of ethnicity. So also in male-dominated STEM workplaces, women felt as though they must act masculine to appear competent, but they were still expected to take on traditionally feminine roles like the office mother. And when they did stand up for themselves in a traditionally masculine way, the respondents reported getting backlash. So being caught in this trap is untenable and leads many to leave the fields altogether. And the other huge challenge facing women in STEM is the pay gap, like we said earlier. Some relatively modest strides have been made. So women engineering managers and architectural managers now out-earn men, but still only represent 8.5% of the profession in the role. And on the whole, though, women in STEM positions still make 89 cents for every dollar that a man does. So that's a considerable difference for doing the same job. And some fields are worse still. So a census by that was carried out over in America found that women chemists earn 30% less than their male counterparts working right along beside them. So tackling this issue will require a multi-pronged approach. And it's something that's got to be really, really looked at. It's many view the precision and critical thinking and data-driven methods applied in the STEM fields are being at odds with creative instincts. But in fact, the greatest scientific discoveries in history were born out of creative curiosity and a desire to do things differently. So think STEM is just for aspiring scientists, engineers and mathematicians. There are actually hundreds of specialisations that suit any student who likes asking questions or being challenged. Expect institutions to offer everything from agricultural, astrophysics and ecology to game development, pharmacology and veterinary studies. Now you'll find a great range of options within each field too. So if you're considering engineering, know that aerospace, audio, chemical, civil, electrical, marine, mining, and product design are just a selection of the specializations available. And that's like a buffet. Now, if you're not unsure what you'd like to study or want more time to see where STEM can take you, a generalist course such as a certificate, diploma, or degree in science or engineering is a good option. So, for example, in a Bachelor of Science, you can start by exploring the basics before you select a major in your second or third year. Double degrees are also worth considering if you're academically that way inclined. Why not combine science or mathematics with teaching or journalism to boost your career prospects? Like any career, women end up in STEM through a variety of paths. Having a degree isn't the only way to get a job in the STEM field. Many of the traditional science, technology, engineering, and mathematics careers require at least an associate's or a bachelor's degree, but there are job possibilities across these fields for people in which they can transition from other roles into a position in the STEM field without a degree. Now, these careers may need additional or on-the-job training beyond a high school diploma, but they do not necessarily require a post-secondary degree. If you decide to pursue your career in a science, technology, engineering, or mathematics field, this can be one of the most incredible decisions you ever make. It's the era of innovation, advancement, and modernization. So we need to encourage your daughters, sisters, nieces, and the other young women in your life to pursue these goals. Maybe they'll discover the next breakthrough in cancer treatment or become a leader in mining and resources. Remember, beauty is only skin deep. It's what's in their head and their brains that they can apply and their creativity. So I say, become a member of the dream team. Like they say, be a hacker, a hustler, or a hipster. That's pretty awesome, pretty cool. So the hipster, they're usually working on their way into the mix as the designer or creative genius. They'll make sure the final product is cooler than anything else out there. The hacker, the one most likely to sit quietly through a meeting until uttering the three sentences that answers the all-important question of how. The new idea or initiative can be brought into reality. So they're resembling MacGyver with their ability to wield various lines of code or programming languages. You'll get dizzy trying to keep up with their keystrokes. Then what about the hustler? They have the tendency to be the most misunderstood member of this trio. But when the hipster brings the creative design and cool factor, the hacker brings their utility belt of technology solutions. And the hustler finds the right way to package it all up and take it out to the world, to the masses, in the form of strategy and marketing. It's a combination that it's tough to beat. Now, we have to tap into everyone's brain power to create the most innovative, life-changing technologies. So by educating and teaching young girls and women about these fields, we're not just preparing them to enter the workforce within, we're preparing them to lead it. So be a modern-day fashionista. Transform from the beauty to the geek. Get your geek on. Get into STEM. Okay, let's hear another quick word from one of our show sponsors and we'll be back to round it out.
Hi, Glowgetters. We're Brenjo's Earthmoving, a professional earthmoving business specialising in a range of infrastructure works across a variety of industries located in Mackay, Queensland. Here at Brenjo's, we're a family-owned company backed by an incredible team. We've seen firsthand the incredible benefits that come from promoting and supporting a diverse workplace. We're so proud to be sponsoring Kick-Ass Radio and Kick-Ass Women's Mission to support women entering into non-traditional roles and careers.
Like we're saying, get your geek on today. Okay, here's our take five tips for the week. Tips for women aspiring to work in the STEM field. I've actually got six today. First one is intentionally give yourself a seat at the table, metaphorically or literally. It won't be given to you and you deserve to take it. You need to work for it. Number two is find trustworthy female peers and invest in your relationship with them. Sexism can be hard to see, especially when it's not explicit. Talking to other women about your experiences can be helpful in processing and naming prejudice. Also, the lack of diversity can get overwhelming and draining. Having a community of women helps to not feel alone in your experiences. Number three, it's normal and necessary to fail. Failure is a very important and valuable part of engineering specifically. So this is important to allow yourself freedom in failing. Number four is remind yourself that you are not in charge of ending sexism for all women. You are allowed to make the same mistakes men make at work, and it doesn't mean you're unworthy of the position. The pressure to be perfect in order to prove sexism wrong will burn you out really quickly and drain you of the ability to be creative and enjoy your work. Number five is find female mentors and authors who are a few steps ahead of you. Some of the difficulties we all face at work are from external biases, and some are internal biases. And I found that listening to powerful and successful women in STEM or other fields helps me to get better at identifying both. Excuse me. And number six was try to keep a hopeful perspective. I think equality will only progress from this point on. I have hope that our experiences in STEM will only become more equal in the future. And I find this helpful to keep in mind. So here's your safety affirmation for the week. What she tackles, she conquers. That's it, guys. I do hope you found the information helpful and valuable, and it gives you something to ponder and perhaps action over the weekend. With plenty of in-demand jobs, higher pay, and the promise of challenge and career progression, nothing's off limits, and STEM could may well be the answer to your career goals. The world is changing, and as it changes, we need to as well. Australia is in serious trouble of falling behind the level of innovation, technology, and STEM requirements needed to remain competitive on a global scale. So no matter what your level of commitment or what you're looking to pursue in your career, STEM is much more accessible than most people think. With awesome career opportunities, great salary, and a need for talented professionals, these are the careers of the future. As always, I really appreciate you guys giving me your time to listen to this radio show. You can find more information on this episode in the show notes or on my social media pages, either on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram, which are apparently back up and working today. They crashed out this morning. And be sure to tune in again next week. Reach out to me and follow me on my social media pages, or if you want to drop me a line, send me an email. And I'd really love to hear from you. So show some love for Kick-Ass Radio by leaving me a review on BBS Radio Network. Well, that's it for today's show. Thanks for your company and for listening to Kick-Ass Radio. It's not goodbye, but see you later. Stay safe and well. Go crush it. Keep in touch. Poscoms. Go on. Get your glow on. Become a glow-getter.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Kick-Ass Radio, where we kick goals and deliver empowering conversations for women. Want to hear more from Kick-Ass Women and Jo Sainsbury? Visit the Kick-Ass Women website or follow Kick-Ass Women on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. See you on the next episode of Kick-Ass Radio.